That's a dresser.
Well, would it be any different if it had a mirror? If it didn't have a mirror?
Oh, well, no, it'd be the same.
I never did have anything
in there, but with the drawers and whatnot, but just a dresser, you know.
Well, what would y'all have, like, hanging over the windows to keep the light out?
We didn't have anything. In fact, for a long time, we didn't even have a screen on the outside to keep anything in.
Oh, so you didn't have anything?
No, we didn't. Nothing. No. And then Mother made some, used to when you bought feed and whatnot, like chicken feed and stuff like that, and of course laying mash and whatnot, we'd buy some of that along for the chickens. And it was real good material.
Mm-hmm.
That the sacks, it was sacked in real good materials. And Mother made curtains from that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And hung up, you know.
So then you had them after that.
Yes, yeah. Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I remember we didn't have anything at all on, you know. Back, you know, and we were just kids growing up.
Well, did you have anything like, especially in the bedroom, a little room built off to put clothes in that had a door on it?
Not for a long time, not for a remodel. No.
Well, what did you call them when they were built in like that?
Well, a clothes closet.
Yeah. Well, then what did you do? What did you put your clothes in? Something like movable, that, like a piece of furniture?
No, when we was growing up, and kids, we had a stable rope, and the wire stretched across, and we hung them on that wire. And if we had enough hangers and whatnot available, we've hung a lot of stuff, we'd hang them up on a nail.
Oh, yeah.
In the wall.
Well, did you ever hear of a piece of furniture that was, do you know what I'm talking about? It's something like to hang clothes in, but it's movable. People could, you know, move it around different parts of the...
Yeah, but we didn't have one. Oh, let's see, I forget the... I can't even remember the name of that.
You heard of a wardrobe?
Wardrobe, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what people call it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you were talking about, you had a garret. That's what, was that like a up above the ceiling? No, you were talking about gables.
Gables, yeah.
Yeah. Well, what would you call the part up above, between the ceiling and the roof?
That's not in the loft.
Oh, that is, yeah.
Yeah, in the loft. And that's where we stored a lot of potatoes and stuff that would need to not freeze and whatnot. See, we kept fire in the house all the time. And of course, back then, most of your heat would go right on up into the loft.
Mm-hmm.
And we've carried potatoes up in there to keep them from freezing. And,
mm-hmm.
and we'd store them back in the cellar then when mm-hmm. it got... where we wasn't keeping so much fire.
Mm-hmm.
But we've kept them up in the loft that way and kept fire, of course, all the time to keep both sweet potatoes and harsh potatoes both up there.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dan, did you have a little room? Some people would have a little room off the kitchen to keep extra stuff in, canned goods and stuff like that?
We kept all that in the cellar. That was about as under the house. And I helped my daddy dig that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. We dug that... And we built a sled, and we'd pull the sled back under there, and we'd dig the dirt, put it on the sled, and then had a chain. We had the mule out there, and the mule would pull out down there, and we could dump the dirt off. And then we walled it up with rock
mm-hmm.
and fixed it up, and it was real warm,
mm-hmm.
you know. And of course, we didn't have to carry stuff upstairs then mm-hmm. or up in the loft.
Have you ever heard of one of those rooms? There's like a little room where people would keep canned goods off the kitchen?